Rob began by leading Oppenheimer to admit that close association with the Communist Party was inconsistent with work on a secret war project. Rob then asked him about former members of the Communist Party. Would it be appropriate, Rob asked, for such a person to work on a secret war project? Oppenheimer, are we talking about now or then? Rob, let us ask you now, and then we will go back to then. Oppenheimer, I think that depends on the character and the totality of the disengagement and what kind of man he is, whether he is an honest man. Rob, was that your view in 1941, 1942, and 1943? Oppenheimer, essentially. Rob, what test do you apply and did you apply in 1941, 1942, and 1943 to satisfy yourself that a former member of the party is no longer dangerous? Oppenheimer, as I said, I knew very little about who was a former member of the party. In my wife's case, it was completely clear that she was no longer dangerous. In my brother's case, I had confidence in his decency and straightforwardness and in his loyalty to me. Rob, let us take your brother as an example. Tell us the test that you applied to acquire the confidence that you have spoken of. Oppenheimer, in the case of a brother, you don't make tests. At least I didn't.